ATX Ahead, presented by the Austin Business Journal, exploring the future of Austin and the challenges we face. Brought to you by Cascadia Capital, the investment bank of choice for business leaders, the business litigation law firm of Kane and Scarnoulis, and by Trimbuilt Construction, building Austin since 1984.
I'm Colin Pope, editor of the Austin Business Journal. So while 2024 is still fresh, the reporters at the Austin Business Journal have been feverishly working to provide our readers with an economic forecast for the year to come. And I'd like to talk about some of our findings today. We've gone through a couple of few years of craziness, anomalies, and such. And so we were wondering, what's going to happen in 2024? So we talked to economists. We surveyed hundreds of business leaders in Austin and throughout Texas and more to attempt to get a grasp on where Austin's economy is heading from now to December. And I guess if I had to summarize 2024 like a weatherman, I'd say things kind of look like they'll be mostly sunny, but then there's another flood advisory. We've got a strong chance of more jobs and people flooding into the region. And so we're going to see a lot more of what we've traditionally seen in this town, just a lot of growth, a lot of companies expanding. But there will be some downsides. And, you know, we'll talk about interest rates, what's expected to happen to the housing economy, commercial real estate. What's going to happen to these empty towers that we've got downtown? Can we expect another Tesla or Samsung size project to emerge in 2024? So we're going to talk about some of those things today. So the business journals in Texas, we recently did a survey of about 800 business leaders. And as always, they're a little sheepish on the national economy. Only 10% had a generally positive outlook on America's economy in the year to come. Texas, you know, so the more you drill down, the better it gets. So, you know, nationally, you know, not looking so good with that 10% generally positive outlook. In Texas, we're looking at 27% of folks having a more positive outlook. And then when we ask them about Austin, what's the economic outlook for Austin? 63% now we're up to are positive, and about 20% are negative. So, you know, in between there are the people who feel like, oh, we're just going to, you know, kind of relatively, you know, no opinion, I guess you could say. So, you know, in a nutshell, you know, and you can kind of surmise this based on where we're at now in the good old US of A. The country's going to heck in a handbasket, people say. But oh, here in our backyard, you know, Austin, we're actually carrying a handbasket to a picnic. You know, things are looking pretty good in our own backyard, as they tend to do, the closer that you look. You know, I suppose part of that is you got to probably blame the taint of national politics that's hitting us right now. And by the way, I have been talking to some experts around in real estate, tech, you name it, just, you know, finance, trying to get a feel for what this presidential election will or won't do for us. And is it really a big deal? Does it have the ability to slow down our economy? And I've been assured by some very reputable people that, yeah, the presidential election, it is going to have some sort of impact on our economy in the months to come. The general consensus is that in the next 3 months, January, February, March, maybe a little bit into April, the chips will fall as they may. But after we get to that point, apparently there's a lot of people out there in the business world that just have to know who the next president is before they're going to move any money or make any big business decisions. And it's just, you know, a lot of that's kind of foreign to me, because most of my career I've worked in journalism, and I can tell you in journalism, but even the times when I haven't worked in journalism, when I've done lobbying and some PR work, I've done sales when I was younger, even was a pizza delivery driver, you name it. I've had a handful of jobs, as most of us had. And through all of those jobs, I never really remember me thinking, well, boy, it really matters who the next president of the United States is to my company and then to my individual job. And I still feel the same way today. I mean, it doesn't matter who's elected in November. I don't think my job changes any, and I don't think my company changes any. So for me, you know, I'm just a lowly journalist, but I don't get that. But apparently, from the experts, and I'm here to report that what the experts say, and the experts are far beyond me on this, and they say that, yeah, later on this year, you can expect that more money is going to be sitting on the sidelines. People are going to be holding back their business decisions because they want some clarity on what's going to happen in November. So we did, as part of the survey that we did of hundreds of business leaders in the Austin area recently, we asked, you know, is your company going to grow in this coming year? And good news on that front, 62% say, yeah, we are going to grow in the coming year. 25% of all of those surveys said, we're not only going to grow this year, but we're going to grow a lot. One out of four companies say that they're going to grow a lot. 26% say that they're going to, you know, their headcount's roughly going to stay the same. And 12% actually expect a decrease in headcount. I see a correlation. We also asked about capital expenditures, things like that. Those numbers fall similarly in line with what I just talked about in terms of headcount. The majority expect that they're going to be spending more money doing those capital expenditures next year. And the simple fact is that they're going to be growing. And we did an article recently, our assistant managing editor, Bob Seckler. We know what the GDP growth was for Austin in past years. And, you know, when you're talking about past years at this juncture of history, you kind of throw a lot out the window because it's such a, like I said, such crazy times, the anomalies that we experienced during the pandemic. And, you know, I think that, you know, coming out of the pandemic, Austin clocked a GDP growth at close to 10%. And GDP, of course, gross domestic product, that's the value of all goods and services that are cranked out by our local economy here in the Austin area. And so you think if you're a lawyer, whatever your billable hours were, well, factor that into GDP. Every time a new Model Y or a Cybertruck rolls off of the Tesla line, you factor that into GDP. So every time we sell a new subscription over at the Business Journal, that's one of the things that you would factor into GDP. So obviously very fuzzy numbers because, you know, how is anybody going to know the true value of goods and services, I always say. But, you know, it's relatively consistent data gathering. And so it's a little bit of apples to apples comparison. But on the GDP front, Austin really has been looking like a star. In fact, we had the best GDP growth coming out of the pandemic-led recession in any other city in the country, according to the St. Louis Fed. So that's good. And so what can we expect from GDP in this coming year? Well, we tried to pin down some soothsayers, some economists, and we got into some rough estimates. And we're looking at, you know, they say this year about 5%. And so you might be asking, Colin, is 5%, what does that mean? Is that good? Is that bad? Well, that's actually pretty good. That 10% increase that I was talking about earlier, that was coming out of the pandemic when, you know, back in 2020, we didn't probably make a lot, you know, during that year, during the lockdown and shutdown. So there was a lot, you know, you can come out of the basement pretty fast, but now we're getting back to normalcy, and normal GDP levels would probably be, you know, somewhere around 3%. If you had 3% GDP growth for your city, you'd sit back and you'd say, we're a success. We're doing things right over here. For 2024, Austin's talking about 5% is what some respected economists and crystal ball lookers have told us over at the Business Journal. So 5% GDP growth, that means that our economy is going to grow a decent amount. And you can kind of surmise that when you look at what's going around. We've really gone to a manufacturing sort of economy here. And so we're actually cranking out tangible things now. And we've always been a great information economy where, say, the folks over at GSD&M, the advertising firm, like you can't, you know, well, you can kind of see their product, but most of that is consulting work that they do, that they charge for. And going forward, we are actually making a lot in around Austin, Texas. And, you know, the two biggest examples are the Samsung plant and the Tesla factory. And so, you know, the Tesla factory, for instance, is the big mammer jammer that we've got to talk about. So the Tesla factory employing 20,000 people already, and that's up from zero, basically, about 2 years ago. And in the coming years, as they ramp up the Cybertruck production and maybe some other, you know, maybe battery production and other things at the site, 60,000 people are expected to be employed by Tesla. And, you know, I don't know if you know how big of a deal 60,000 people is, but to put 60,000 into perspective, The most that Dell has ever basically employed in the Central Texas area is 14,000. And right now, Dell is hanging around 12, 13,000, I believe, as their regional headcount. And so to have a company that employs, 60,000 people, needless to say, that is a huge, huge deal. You got to ask, well, what are those 60,000 people doing and what are they making? Well, they're going to be contributing a lot to our amplified GDP as this advanced manufacturing economy rolls forward. Because one thing you got to keep in mind is that the Tesla factory, for instance, there are probably 100 plus smaller manufacturing outlets and companies that will feed that bigger factory. And so the network that we're talking about here, we talk about the big scores, but it's really a waterfall effect that's happening. And speaking of the big scores, I had Aaron Demerson, who is the CEO of the Texas Economic Development Corporation. So Aaron is involved in, it's his job to market Texas to companies in the world. And I had him on a panel recently for the Austin Business Journal's Economic Outlook event that we had in January. And Aaron kind of alluded that we will get another big score in 2024. So if you look at Austin's economic track record in terms of the big scores, we have almost one a year. Every once in a while, there's a year where we go without one. But, every year there's a big score like, oh, Apple's going to build a new campus in North Austin that's going to employ 5,000 plus people over the coming years. We had the Samsung factory, chip making factory news up in Taylor recently, a couple of years ago. And it's going to employ a couple thousand people, but just a huge boon to our economy in terms of that factory is going to be, it's about more than the headcount. I will say that this factory is going to be one of the most advanced factories in the country. And it's a very pricey factory, and it's going to mean a lot to the tax rolls to the folks over in Williamson County. But these factories that we're seeing, it brings us to real estate is what we're going to talk about next.
ATX Ahead, presented by Cascadia Capital, the investment bank of choice for business leaders, providing trusted financial advisory services to entrepreneurs, family business owners, and financial sponsors for more than 20 years. The business litigation law firm of Cain & Scarnulis, PLLC, handling high-profile, high-stakes, and mission-critical matters for you and your business. Learn more at cstrial.com. And by Trimbuilt Construction, building Austin since 1984. Visit us at trimbuilt.com or call 512-689-7881. Let's start the conversation about your project.
And so I want to talk about residential real estate and commercial real estate. On the commercial real estate front, these factories and the industrial revolution and manufacturing revolution that we are witnessing, certainly a boon to industrial developers. These are people who are building largely in the suburbs. They're building these large, ready to kind of enter buildings for a manufacturer to put, so a factory can go in and flesh it out. Titan Development has been one of the big players in that arena. That sector is just still red hot, So in some parts of commercial real estate, it's red hot if you're talking about industrial. Okay, what about office space? Yeah, that's not red hot. It's pretty cool in some areas. In fact, over at the Business Journal, when we look at downtown Austin, we are tracking three major towers that are lacking commercial tenants. These are three of the newest, biggest, sparkliest towers on our skyline. But Innovation Tower, which is just near the new Dell Medical Center campus and the University of Texas campus, that is an empty tower in downtown Austin. The new Google Sail Tower that's built right on Lady Bird Lake, that's an empty tower. Google has not moved into that. We are unsure if they are going to move in on that. If any of y'all have any tips on that, we'd really appreciate it. But we haven't been able to get an answer out of Google as to whether or not they're going to move into that tower that they have fully leased. And another tech giant that is fully leased space downtown but is not moving in is Facebook, Meta. Meta is Facebook's parent company. Meta has backed out of Six and Guadalupe. And so Six and Guadalupe is the, right now, it's the tallest tower. There's another tower being built downtown that will be taller than it in the coming year or so. But right now, the tallest tower in downtown Austin, Six and Guadalupe, is without an office tenant. So half of that building is going to be residential units. I'm sure those residential units are selling, and they're making progress on that front. But one front that they're not making progress on is who is going to fill the roughly, 600,000 square feet of commercial space that is available in that building. So Meta has decided to sublease that space, and the sublease market is pretty fat. There is a lot of space out there right now, office space I'm talking about, that you can sublease for relatively lower rents than you would find on the traditional market. And so all of that is still a concern for office landlords. And what do you expect for 2024? We're not sure what to expect in 2024. I mean, the experts, and that's what the experts tell me, they're not sure what to expect in 2024. Because what's going to happen is, in this coming year, you still have a lot of leases, pre-pandemic leases, that are going to be coming up for renewal. And so you've got a lot of companies, and I'll be frank, the Austin Business Journal is one of them. You got a lot of companies that are evaluating the space that they took before the pandemic and asking themselves, do we need this much space? Is this the right amount of space? Is this the right location for our employees nowadays? A lot of that is changing because of affordability concerns. And quite frankly, a lot of people can't afford to live near downtown Austin. And so that's having office, these people who manage these office leases downtown ask, should we be downtown? And so that brings me to residential real estate and what can be expected in residential real estate. And the biggest thing there is interest rates. So what can we expect with interest rates in the coming year? Bottom line is nobody knows. If they did, they'd be very well off and be the kings of the and queens of the economy. But nobody really knows. But the expectation is that, from a lot of the experts that I've spoken with, is that not much is really going to change in terms of interest rates. We're not seeing much change in our employment numbers. Pretty much, we're still hovering 3-4% for unemployment. So, that's healthy. Everybody who has a job pretty much has, everybody who wants a job pretty much has a job right now. And so going forward, that's one of the things that the Fed looks at as they're trying to evaluate what they're going to do with the interest rates. And so we're not going to see much change, perhaps, with the unemployment rate going forward for the coming year. And so that's one of the reasons why a lot of people say that, I don't think we're going to see much let up on the interest rates. So you got to ask, okay, if interest rates remain relatively unchanged for the next year, what does that mean for residential real estate? Well, it kind of means a lot of what we've seen in the past 6 months. I think that we're going to see a continued cooling of the market is what the experts are telling me. And so, there was some interest in that. If interest rates go down notably this year, that's going to really rekindle the housing market in Austin, Texas. But that doesn't look to be the case, according to a lot of the experts that I'm talking about. If we do see some interest rate cuts, it's not going to be anything that brings us down to the levels that we saw pre-pandemic. We're definitely not getting that low again. I'll be honest, we're kind of, back in normal territory and back to reality. I'll be frank, if my grandfather knew the interest rate that I was paying for my home right now, which is, roughly, 3% or so, he'd be rolling over in his grave to know that I got such a good deal. So, arguably, we shouldn't have been getting such great deals recently. So, a lot of people would say, well, we're back to normal territory. And so you can expect a little bit of normalcy with the housing market, which is kind of a good thing. No more bidding wars expected in 2024. If you've been in the Austin area for the past few years, you knew that some people were overbidding, $100,000 on a $400,000 house. And that's just not sustainable. So luckily, I would say, to the detriment of realtors and some home sellers, there is, a bit of a cooling of the housing market probably that is to continue. And I wouldn't mind addressing something along that front. Austin's been bashed in the national headlines for having a housing market that's, quote, crashing or suffering. The experts really really don't see it that way. The folks over at the Austin Board of Realtors, they'll tell you, we're just getting back to normal territory. And the fact that maybe housing prices in this neighborhood are down 10% compared to what they were a year ago, well, the housing prices in that neighborhood probably rose 30, 40, you know, maybe even more percent in recent years. And it shouldn't have gotten up to that level. So the fact that we're notching that back down, that's actually okay. You know, I look at people like my son, who's 21 years old, and I gotta wonder, is he going to be able to afford a house in Austin, Texas in the foreseeable future? And the way that things have been trending lately, the answer was no. So we need this kind of respite. We need this sort of break. So I guess to summarize, it's going to be a mostly sunny economy for the coming year. And Austin has a lot to be proud of. So in the coming year, we are going to continue to strive to shine the spotlight on the people and the companies that are making new moves here, advancing our economy to the next level. But I just want to put in one more note in for something that we're also doing over at the Austin Business Journal, and that's focusing on the longtime venerable Austin businesses that really matter to the fabric of this economy and to this society. And so in the coming year, you can expect more Austin icon stories. And so recently, we've been touching on businesses that a Business Journal traditionally doesn't touch on. For instance, Peter Pan Mini Golf or Matzo Rancho. You know, these are the types of companies that, you know, if we lost them tomorrow, we would all shed a tear. And so we're checking in on them for those that are on the ropes and maybe having a tough time surviving. We're sharing their stories with the hope that there are some people out there that can help save these icons. And then for the other icons that are doing very well in Austin, we're sharing those stories so that other businesses can learn their tips to succeed, whether that be dealing with the rising real estate costs that are facing our venerable businesses or the changing workforce demands that have everybody flustered. So I want to thank you for tuning in today, and I want to thank you for reading the Austin Business Journal.
ATX Ahead, presented by the Austin Business Journal, exploring the future of Austin and the challenges we face. Brought to you by Cascadia Capital, the investment bank of choice for business leaders, the business litigation law firm of Kane and Skarnoulis, and by Trimbuilt Construction, building Austin since 1984.